like, I get there's still that. But as far as this one, as far as answering the test, the questions that I had is, are you still going to continue to play Wisconsin basketball? How do they guard the first, you know, 8 minutes? We saw Monday night, Thursday night, much better. Much, much better. Following the game plan that's in place, they did all of that.
And efficient offensively, according to our stats service, 1.2 points per possession. Montana State, a shade better than 1 point per possession. Both teams running some good stuff tonight. The Badgers end up 12 points better. 79-67. We'll have more of our Badgers postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's first pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin 79, Montana State 67. We'll have more of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show coming up with Butchie's Breakdown back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey Badger fans, basketball season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Badger fans, the final home matchup at Camp Randall Stadium is just around the corner, and it's a big one. This Black Friday, Badger football takes on Minnesota in a battle for Paul Bunyan's axe. Great tickets remain for the border battle matchup, but they're going fast. Don't miss out on your chance to be in the stands. Secure your seats for November 29th. For more information and to get your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Don't wait. Get your spot today.
Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show rolling on as the Badgers defeat Montana State tonight 79-67. What you got for your Butchie's Breakdown tonight?
Well, first we're going to start at the free throw line. 20 of 21 coming off of a 16-for-16 performance on Monday. If you do the math real quick, I need 5 minutes, right?
I think so. What do you got?
Or it's 36-for-37.
That's pretty good.
Hey! But over two games, they're getting to the free throw line a lot, which is something that every good Wisconsin team has done. This team is doing that. 11 of 22 from three, 50% for the three-point line. We've talked about wanting to shoot more and kind of get there more often and take quality shots. They're starting to do that. One of those things they're working on. Something that's been part of every great Wisconsin team has been transition defense. They gave up their first basket with 3 minutes left in the game, and it was going to be one of those keys, knowing Montana State wanted to get out, find easy threes. They didn't give up any of them until 3 minutes left in that game. And then the last thing, what has made Wisconsin basketball great for so many years? Balance.
Mm-hmm.
Balance.
For sure.
And that's what you're starting to get. When you look at Tanja with 13, Klusman with 26, Blackwell with 13, McGee with 11, you're starting to have other guys step up. Tanja was on Monday. Now it was Klusman on Thursday. Sunday, I have a funny feeling it's going to be somebody else. And you're starting to see that with this team yet again. And that's why every Wisconsin team, for as long as I can remember, as long as I played, that the best teams had that balance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You don't know who to stop. You don't know who to go after. And I think this team is – I get two games into it. But they're starting to show bits and pieces of what has made Wisconsin really good for a very long time.
And the beauty of it is, too, through the years, because there were so many years, obviously, with Coach Bo Ryan's teams and with Greg, there would be years where there's the separation between the leading scorer and maybe the fifth. Really, it's narrow.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you have outlier years, like Johnny Davis a couple years ago, so on and so forth. But the thing is, we've seen in a lot of these years where you could have great balance, but someone could just go off on a given night.
Correct, exactly. And then we're starting to get that feel a little bit where you're going to have guys like we've talked a lot about Big Steve and, he 6 points, like four shots.
Mm-hmm.
Tough game for him. Just the speed of their bigs and what they were trying to do, just a tough game. There's going to be a game that he goes off. There's going to be different opportunities for so many of these guys. And I'm starting to see the bits and pieces of the balance. And that's the exciting part. When we opened this season off on Monday, I said, we get to sit back. How lucky are we? We get to sit back and see this team grow and see this game, this team evolve. We're starting to see it through two games.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so excited to be able to follow this journey that they're on, because from Monday to Thursday, they've gotten better.
They have.
Now, from Thursday to Sunday, are they going to get better? I got a funny feeling knowing that coaching staff, knowing Coach Gar, they're going to get better again. And that's all you ask for as a coach, is to keep having your guys buy in and want to get better every single day you get a chance to work with them.
All right, Wisconsin defeats Montana State 79-67. We continue. We'll get a glance at the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Resentment. Unresolved hurt and anger is a disease that kills more people each year than cancer. The cure is forgiveness. If you're carrying a heavy load of hurt and anger, forgiveness is the key to healing your head and your heart. UW-Madison professor and founder of the International Forgiveness Institute, Dr. Bob Enright, invites you to visit his website. Learn why to forgive and how to forgive. Learn about the peacemaking power of putting forgiveness inside of you. Visit internationalforgiveness.com.
Forrester and the Ad Council.
Let's take a look at our Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. One other Big Ten game has gone final. Iowa, a winner over Southern tonight, 89-74. Price Sanford, Peyton Sanford's little brother. Peyton still
went
out,
off,
by the way.
Yeah, he went.
22.
High, yeah.
So, 22 for Price, 8 out of 10. Payton was he had 17 points, 7 assists, 8 rebounds, so kind of flirting with a triple-double there today as the Hawkeyes move on. Michigan State up big over Niagara as they get late in East Lansing, 86-58, and USC and Idaho State just getting started. A number of games tomorrow involving Big Ten teams, including UCLA and New Mexico, Montana on the home court against Oregon. Illinois will play SIU Edwardsville. You got Maryland, Purdue, and Penn State also in action tomorrow. Every night is in play because that's the way it's supposed to be. And that is your Nissan Out of Town scoreboard. We're filling a couple minutes here as Greg Gard makes his way courtside as the Badgers improve to 2-0. The Appalachian State game, by the way, Sunday morning. Remember, the Packers are idle, so you make it a basketball.
You're going to bring me breakfast, too, then? I mean, you brought me cookies. I mean,
I give you something and you just want more. Give me.
If it's free, I'll take three. Yeah, I mean, come on.
Typical media. 10 a.m. air and 11 a.m. tip, by the way, for the Badgers at Appalachian State as Coach Gard joins us courtside. Wisconsin 79, Montana State 67. Your final score. Well, we talked before the game. Greg, you knew this was going to be a heck of a test for your guys. You passed. I mean, what did you like most about how your team went about winning this thing?
You know, I thought defensively we got better. And it's good that sometimes it's good when they hit shots on you when you make mistakes, because then it reinforces why we do what we do when we do it. You know, it seemed like every screen we went under in the first half, intentional or not intentional, we were taking the ball out of the net. So, you know, obviously I road experience in those situations as we came, you know, the second half specifically because of how they play. Typically inexperienced younger guys kind of get spinning in circles, especially when you have that many shooters on the floor and the actions they run. So the guys that have been embedded in our rules and how we do things, and when we did it really well, I thought. And and obviously we got the ball to go in and made shots. Klesman, welcome back. And you know, did a lot of things to get better at, but that's a good team. I mean, that's a NCAA tournament team, and they'll see what happens in their league. Obviously, they'll have to win their tournament, but you can tell just the experience on the floor, how old they are. Don't get rattled, run good stuff. Got a lot of shooters, so it's a good test for us.
We talked a lot about it. I said it was a workman's like game for you guys.
Right.
Like, you followed the game plan as far as everything that you've done. A team that likes to get out and shoot threes. You didn't give up hardly any transition threes.
Right.
I think the first three you gave up was 3
second
minutes.
Half. Second half.
Yeah, with 3 minutes left.
Right
in the
down
second
here.
Half. Yep, right there.
Yeah.
I think it was like 3 minutes left. Like
photographic memory, Brian. I know. Like the old guy that coached you, too. Remember all the bad.
Oh, yeah. And then I'll see it 3-4 times during film the next day. I would. But when you have a game plan like that, and your guys follow it the way that they do, how much does that make you really feel like these guys are buying in to everything that you're preaching every day?
Oh, they're buying in. They just don't know.
Exactly.
It's not that we're getting any resistance. They just don't know.
But it helps, right? Like,
absolutely.
When you have the results to back up
everything
you're saying.
And that's what I told them in the locker room.
Yeah.
I said, the reason I didn't go with some of you inexperienced or younger guys, you saw what happened.
Yeah.
I mean, the older guys have been there, done that, and understand specifically when you're, you know, you make one mistake and it's 3 points. And the way they can light the scoreboard up, I wasn't going to, you know, we weren't going to get into that if we could help it. We're not getting into a 3-point contest. We have to make sure they have to guard us, and let's make sure. I thought, you know, obviously we get up a couple there late when we had it at, 18 or so, and they caught it back to 12. But I think all in all, it's a step forward, you know, and a lot of good things on film that we'll be able to see, things that we did well and things we got to continue to clean up.
Yeah, they only took 9 threes in the second half. I'm sure they wanted to take more than
right.
You guys, through the years, it's been part of the DNA here, not allowing a lot of those
exactly.
attempts.
Exactly.
Right?
We focus more on minimizing attempts than what the shooting percentage is. You know, we still want to. There's a couple I'm sure we could. That percentage will come into play in terms of we could have taken it away better. But like I said, the at least three in the first half were miscues on our part. And but we learned from it, and we got better as the game went on.
You guys have done such a good job of getting to the free throw line. What have you guys done so well to get there?
Well, I think the combination of the spacing of the floor, I think that's important. I think you got to put pressure on the rim, and there's a variety of ways you can do it. Obviously, the ball screen stuff, we've had bigs on the rim, the ability to drive it on the back of those ball screens. You know, the ability with some slide screening with the fours, you know, to create double gaps, those type of things. So, and then the good old-fashioned is roll it into the big guys, you know, let them go to work. So it's a combination, you know, it's a combination. I think when spacing and if we can shoot the ball, you know, I think we got good shooters. And we got a lot of them. I'd like to get more guys more minutes, especially Amos and Ilver have played well enough to get more minutes. But, I got to continue to make sure we're on the right hand side. That's the most goal number
just
one.
Win the game.
We'll experiment at other points of time.
That's right. Close scrimmages and stuff like that. That's a good time.
But they got to keep getting better, as I told them. And same thing with guys in the backcourt that didn't get a lot of time or any time because it's a long season and we're going to need everybody.
All right. And fairly quick turn here. You got App State coming in Sunday morning. So
another good team that was.
Unknown too, with so many new faces, right? So
right.
The theme continues here for a bit.
Yeah, it didn't take much to remind what league they came out of, and that they had swept the team that we ended our season last year. So and that's a good team. I watched them on tape last year; they were really good when we were getting ready for JMU. But we'll enjoy this one tonight and start getting ready for App State tomorrow.
Sounds good. Appreciate your time as always. Badgers head coach Greg Gard joining us courtside. Wisconsin 79, Montana State 67. More as the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring probation and parole agents with a starting pay of $22 per hour plus scheduled increases, a Monday through Friday schedule, and advancement opportunities. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com, or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers back off Montana State, 79-67. Wisconsin 45% from the floor for the game, 11-22 from 3 and 20 of 21 at the free throw line. 36 out of 37 of the Badgers through the first two games of the season from the stripe. Montana State 44% from the floor, 12 of 26 from 3, 7 of 10 at the free throw line. Badgers a plus 5 on the glass. Turnover count, 11 for the Badgers, 14 for the Bobcats, 15 assists for Wisconsin, and 12 dimes for Montana State. So 2-0, try to move on to 3-0 on Sunday, again, an 11 a.m. tip. So our coverage starts at 10 for the Badgers and Appalachian State. It was a 27-win team last year. Dustin Kearns doing terrific work down there. The Mountaineers, but they lost in the conference tournament, thus got into the NIT. But they had a ton of players. They had 7 players enter the portal. They have 3 D1 transfers, 3 junior college transfers, 4 freshmen. So, again, the scouting is strictly this year for the 2 games in for Appalachian State, and they'll come in 1-1.
Yeah, again, another good test for this team, though. And that's what you want. Like, the way the schedule's been built this year, 5 straight home games for this team. Mm-hmm. You get to find out who you are before you head to Greenbrier tournament that you're going to be playing in. And that, like, great teams, that, like I said, I've said a lot this year, but great teams of Wisconsin, they've kind of have done that, built that out. Obviously a great test against Arizona at home, but home games are going to help here.
All right, we'll take a break. Badgers win it by 12. Back to close things out in 1 minute. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Wisconsin 79, Montana State 67, your final score. Reminder, we got Wisconsin hockey on many of these network stations tomorrow and Saturday. Border Battle, Part 1, Badgers and the Gophers. Third-ranked Minnesota coming to the Kohl Center. Brian Posick, Ian Perrin will have the call. They drop the puck at 7 o'clock tomorrow and 6 o'clock on Saturday. When was the last hockey game you were at here?
Oh, it's been a long time.
Been a minute?
It has.
You know, you should come back.
I should. You're right.
Yep.
Yeah. I should.
You got a busy schedule, I know. But
well, maybe I come down Saturday night, spend the night at your house. We're ready to go on Sunday.
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
You want to do
yeah. I'll be out of town.
Oh, man. It's a bye week. What do you mean? Where are you out of town? It's a bye week. You should be at home. I can come over. You
know, Dave had a great suggestion. Dave McCann, you can come over and put up our Christmas lights. So I appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy. I might not even need a ladder.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. Wisconsin a winner over Montana State, 79-67. Aren't you glad you hung through that last commercial break to get that? You can't get this kind of commentary just anywhere, I'm telling you. Badgers win it by 12. That'll do it for us, mercifully so. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back in our network studio, this is Matt LePay, hoping you'll join us on Sunday morning as the Badgers take on Appalachian State. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Such a feeling that my love, I can't hide. Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Shining like a red rubber ball. the stories of the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live, and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Worst is over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, baby. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? That none
no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. The slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have tried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock. I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You, who are on the road, must have a code that you can live by. And so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you. Your elders grew wise, and so please help them with yours. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well. Their children's hell will slowly go by. On your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they
goes on, the beat goes on.
drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. Goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. To war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Goes on. Some people may call them oldies, but our timeless hits never get old. Another long set on the way next on WRJN.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Resentment. Unresolved hurt and anger is a disease that kills more people each year than cancer. The cure is forgiveness. If you're carrying a heavy load of hurt and anger, forgiveness is the key to healing your head and your heart. UW-Madison professor and founder of the International Forgiveness Institute, Dr. Bob Enright, invites you to visit his website. Learn why to forgive and how to forgive. Learn about the peacemaking power of putting forgiveness inside of you. Visit internationalforgiveness.com.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
this song we sing, fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring, or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not know why.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Biden makes his first comment since President-elect Donald Trump's win on Tuesday. CBS's Linda Kenyon with more.
The president says a building block of the democratic system begins with acknowledgement.
I spoke with President-elect Trump to congratulate him on his victory.
Speaking from the White House Rose Garden, Biden said he also praised Vice President Harris.
She gave her whole heart and effort and she and her entire team should be proud of the campaign they ran.
The president said it's time to come together, cool the temperature, and press ahead with another building block of the American democratic system, the peaceful